hormone levels, sex hormones, good balances between estrogens and progesterones if you're a woman, a good balance.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a fast-moving show today. During the first half hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Hugh McPherson. We're going to be talking about acupuncture and how a recent study shows that it has the potential to boost the effectiveness of standard medical therapeutic approaches to chronic pain and depression. And then later in the show, I'm going to be joined by my co-host, the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. And we're going to recap. So we just came back from Columbus, Ohio over the weekend. We were there for the Arnold Sports Festival. It was a lot of fun, and we're going to give you a review of what we found, what was interesting, and all that sort of good stuff. But without further delay, Dr. Hugh McPherson, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, yes.
So I have to say first, before we start talking about this, as I shared with you off the air, I was one of those people who kind of thought acupuncture was just a lot of, a pseudoscience, if you will. But I recently had to undergo a neurological assessment of the nerves in my legs, and I started to understand. So before we even start about talking about this study, I want to address this up front because I have a funny feeling there are people out there who think that acupuncture is a bunch of hooey. And I think those of us who think or thought, at least in my case, I thought it was, and I don't anymore, find it hard to believe that you can pinpoint a nerve in a human body when there's so much of a difference between my body and your body and nerve paths that you could hit it with a needle. But the reality is you're not necessarily hitting a particular nerve path, but you're hitting the branches that feed into that path. And they pretty much are well established to occupy certain areas of the body, aren't they?
Well, that's true. If you look at the spine, the nerves come out of the spine and turn to feed into the limbs. At certain levels, so certain levels of the spine, like upper back, you have the nerve supply that goes down into the arms, for example, and lower back, it feeds down into the legs. So we've got pretty good maps of the nerves. But I don't think acupuncture is only about the nerves. You know, there's all sorts of things happen when needles go in. You know, I've done brain scans where we've inserted a needle. And in the brain, there's like a symphony of activity in terms of blood flow changes and neurotransmitters and so forth. So acupuncture, it's a very complex intervention, and my work has been to ask the question, you know, does it work, and also addresses the question, is it a placebo or not? You know, is it all make-believe? Are people just imagining they're getting better or not? And that's a really big question, too, and I think that's one of the ones that really some of my work seems to be providing some really good answers to.
So did you actually set out to disprove it? In other words, was that, okay, we're going to disprove it or we're going to prove it? So in other words, you did not have a bias that I'm going to set out to prove acupuncture works.
Well, I don't think that's how it works. It's more like saying we have a massive amount of literature out there now, randomized controlled trials, some very high-quality trials, you know, very rigorously done. Some of the trials out there are very poorly done, and you can't trust the data on them so well. The question we asked was, you know, let's go out to that literature and collate all the very high-quality trials around acupuncture for chronic pain. And by just choosing the high-quality trials, we're getting rid of those more suspect trials, where the methodology is suspect, where bias might be there, and because we do know poor methodology does tend to lead to better results. Surprise, surprise. So we need to get rid of any poor methodology and get only trials into this meta-analysis of what we were doing, you know, sort of a way of synthesizing large amounts of data, only high-quality data. And then we'll get to ask a couple of key questions anyway. One is, you know, is acupuncture better than a placebo? And the second question is, you know, in the real world, not looking at a placebo control, but looking at everyday care, usual care, how does acupuncture perform?
And so how many studies were included, well-done studies were included in your meta-analysis?
Right. So we We've actually just upgraded the study. The one you saw in the publication was done a few years ago. But we now have 39 trials in this study with 20,800 patients.
How many? 50,000?
39 trials and 20,800 patients.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. And so what did you look for in a study in order for it to be included?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, we wanted the focus to be on randomized controlled trials. The reason you need a randomized controlled trial, because patients tend to get better anyway, especially with self-limiting conditions, things like back pain, osteoarthritis. People consult with their doctor in a bad patch, and patients tend to get better spontaneously because these conditions tend to be episodic, and it tends to be, you know, a rise and fall in terms of the severity of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So a randomized control trial divides the patients into two groups in a random way and makes sure any spontaneous recovery happens in both groups. So in other words, if we're looking at acupuncture and its benefits, we want to exclude spontaneous recovery from the equation. That's why we choose randomized controlled trials. And then another key criteria was, well, we wanted to look at chronic pain. The reason we look at chronic pain is because that's where the majority of the trials, well, the largest number of high-quality trials in the area of chronic pain. It's where acupuncture has a reputation, it's where the data is looking very good, and it's an area where we can actually have enough data to answer the question. The problem is, if you don't have enough data, you're left with uncertainty. And that's a big problem in the field generally. When you look at individual trials that are too small to give you a definitive answer, you have uncertainty. And in the face of uncertainty, people then imagine or project their own, opinions on the data. So we need big data, and that's what we've done in this study.
Another aspect of a well-done study quite often is blinding, where the subject doesn't know whether they're receiving the real therapy or a placebo, but that's impossible to do with acupuncture, isn't it?
Well, no, on the contrary. So these 39 trials that I talked about, 26 of these trials have sham controls, placebo controls. And the patients are blinded to whether they're getting the real or the sham acupuncture. And we're using techniques that have been specially developed that we know from prior, from early studies, that patients can't tell if they're getting the real thing or not. So the blinding does seem to be working.
Interesting.
There's two types of sham controls we've used across this big data set. Either you put the needles in at the wrong place, ideally in a different nerve segment, so you're not even triggering the same nerve if possible, or you have a needle that looks like it is being inserted. It's like what we call in the UK a stage dagger type needle. It concertinas inside itself, so it doesn't actually penetrate the skin. But when you look at it, it really looks like it does.
Interesting.
So these two types of sham controls form pretty much the majority of the placebo controls in this data set.
Now, how did you assess whether the people were there clinical depression scores given to some of these people who were depressed?
So I'm, at the moment I'm just talking about the chronic pain work I've been doing.
Okay.
Separately, I've conducted a big trial looking at acupuncture for depression. We had 755 patients, so it's a big study. And in that trial, we made sure we only wanted to recruit people that were depressed, because obviously, if you recruit someone not depressed in your trial, you're not going to be able to show a difference even if you wanted to, because they're not depressed. So you need to have a minimum score. Likewise, these pain studies, we're looking at, and just to give you the list of pain studies, the pain areas, we're looking at osteoarthritis, back pain and neck pain,
mm-hmm.
shoulder pain, and headache and migraine. So these are, the patients only get into these trials, if they reach some threshold of at least a certain level of pain, in order that we can then show. And of course, when you randomize, you want equal levels of pain in both groups at the outset, and then you want to track pain scores over time and see if the acupuncture group outperforms the placebo group, or we also have separately usual care groups. So whether to an extent it outperforms usual care.
And so what did you find when you started to look at the, let's stick with pain right now, because that seems to be a little bit less subjective than depression. What did you find?
Well, what we found, let's take the placebo question first. What we found was, you know, highly statistically significant differences between acupuncture and sham acupuncture. And we work in terms of effect sizes. And an effect size is a sort of a unit of measurement that tells you, you know, how big the size of the effect is. What we found when acupuncture is compared to placebo acupuncture, we found a small effect, an effect size of 0.2, but highly significant. And when we compared acupuncture to usual care, we had a much bigger effect size. We had an effect size of 0.5, and 0.5 is considered a clinically relevant effect. See, 0.2, people will say, that's such a small effect, it's not worth having. Whereas 0.5 is definitely worth having. So you could say acupuncture is definitely worth it if you compare it with usual care. But it raises the question, you know, how if acupuncture only performs the placebo acupuncture by a small amount, is it worth having? Well, what's interesting is many conventional medical interventions have small effect sizes too. Things like paracetamol, effect size around about 0.15. NSAIDs, they have effect size of about 0.25 to 0.3, and so forth. The only drug that really substantially outperforms placebo are opiates, where the effect size is about 0.75. But, you know, we know what the problems with opiates are,
and
we don't really want to go that way. So the point is, even if there is a small effect, it's still, you know, there's this additional benefit, if you like, of acupuncture beyond the placebo. That's worth having, because you wouldn't want to, if you had a choice between sham acupuncture or real acupuncture, you would choose the real acupuncture because of the larger effect.
So how exactly is acupuncture working then? I told my story at the beginning. They had to read the sound, if you will, of my nervous system using an electromagnetic, the EMG. Is that electromagnetic graphing? Is that what that stands for?
Something like that.
So
yeah.
I was. My father had a 1955 Plymouth that when you listen to the radio, you could hear the engine whine, and when the car idled, it had this, the radio would make that sound. My nervous system in my legs makes that noise, and the doctor informed me it's not supposed to. It's supposed to be quiet when I'm relaxed, and when I flex the muscles, it makes a white noise, if you will. And I have this, I have the branches of the nerves coming out of L5, S1 are being a little pinched off. And I think the thing that happened for me at that moment, aside from complete sadness that I have this problem in my spine, and it's all brought about on my own by the heavy lifting and heavy loading of the spine I've been doing for decades as a weightlifter, but it's reversible to some degree. But the thing that I thought was, I haven't really given acupuncture a fair shake. If they can find these nerves and get these sounds, then clearly the opposite direction, the stimulation of these nerves is possible as well. But isn't, I made a statement on Facebook a couple weeks ago, and I said, all pain is perceived in the brain. Ergo, pain is imagined. And I know that that's a stretch. But isn't that to some degree true when we deal with pain management? Isn't that why opioids work so well? Because there's an abundance of opioid receptors in the brain. Why would stimulating the nerve itself at, let's say, the initiating end of pain, as opposed to the receiving end of the message, be effective?
You're raising some really interesting questions here. So first of all, let's at the outset say we don't fully understand how acupuncture works. But we do know there are central effects, if you like, in the brain, and then the local effects at the level of, at the muscular level, for example. At the central level, I've done some work with brain scans. We've done some neuroimaging studies where we insert needles at particular points, and then we map activity in the brain. As I said before, lots happens in the brain, but what we found particularly of interest was what happened in an area of the brain called the pain matrix. This is a deeper level part of the brain in the limbic area, sometimes known. Now, if there's a pain in the body somewhere, you get normally increased blood flow in the pain matrix. Now, what was so interesting with our study, and we repeated this a number of times and have published this work, when you insert an acupuncture needle, which has a sensation attached to it, you'd expect the pain matrix to light up, to become activated, if you like. On the contrary, we find the pain matrix gets deactivated. In other words, it shuts down to some extent and does less processing. Now, that's counterintuitive. But that's just an example of one thing that happens when you do acupuncture that might in part provide some sort of an explanation of why the central part of the central nervous system is in some way being activated by acupuncture.
So let me ask you a question. A little bit. I want to probe on that, no pun intended. So the acupuncture is being activated, for lack of better terms, the needle is being inserted at the site of the original pain or somewhere upstream from it in this example?
In this example, we used one of the main pain-relieving points in the body. It's on the hand, the side of the hand.
Okay.
In healthy subjects. Now, but if people have done more research looking at specific pain conditions, like carpal tunnel syndrome, for example. There was something just in the New York Times last week about a study done at Harvard. People, when they're actually doing brain scans, can actually use needles in the painful areas. My point is more of like proof of principle that when you put an acupuncture needle in at a pain relieving point, it has a direct effect on the pain matrix in a way that you wouldn't expect, but it's plausible in terms of understanding the pain relieving effects of acupuncture.
Very interesting. Very, very
But the other thing that's important is acupuncture has local effects as well. And this is maybe some of what you were feeling when you were having your those sensations. Acupuncture, when you put an acupuncture needle in, you tend to get a dull, aching sensation that radiates out from the needle. And it has a powerful effect on the musculature and on the connective tissue. And it seems to have there's a mechanism whereby the muscles around chronic pain areas often get overly tight and tensed up. And they basically go into spasm and lock an area up. So say you have a problem at L5 and S1, the chances are the musculature has got really tight. And
yes.
The pinching of the nerve comes in part because of the musculature
having
tightened and locked in. The acupuncture is very good at relieving local muscle tension, taking pressure off that nerve so it's no longer pinched, and relieving the problem of pain. So my point is we've got acupuncture working both centrally and locally, and it's very hard to tease out which the contributions are. But on top of that, we also have lots of information about effect of acupuncture on white cell counts, can improve resistance to infection. We have knowledge about acupuncture and endorphins, and it has temporary, more short-term pain-relieving effects rather than long-term. But, we know, I've just published a study where we've shown from this same data set, and this is not in the report I've just you picked up, we've shown that the benefits of about 85% of the benefits of acupuncture are sustained at 1 year. So this is way beyond any endorphin effect. And so the explanations for acupuncture are much more complex and I think rather more interesting because the effects are better than you would expect from just the idea of putting needles in.
Interesting. I want to take a break. I've got lots more questions. We're talking about how acupuncture can actually enhance the current standards of care for dealing with pain management, and we're going to talk about depression when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. Blackstonelabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So we're talking with Dr. Hugh McPherson. We're talking about how acupuncture can actually benefit those who are seeking pain management therapies. And now let's talk a little bit about depression. Depression is a completely different animal. I mean, it makes sense to me how interrupting, for lack of better terms, tapping into the peripheral nervous system where pain is originating or could be originating can somehow have a collateral effect on the perception of pain in the brain. But depression is something different. How does acupuncture affect depression, and what did you learn?
Well, I've been sort of working out in the field rather than in the laboratory. And I've conducted this large randomized controlled trial looking at how acupuncture is, when you add it to usual care, compares to just usual care. and usual care is mostly antidepressants. Now, there's a need for this sort of work because not everyone wants antidepressants. They don't always work. In fact, if you look at some of the studies, they don't even, unless it's severe depression, antidepressants don't even outperform placebo. So the other thing about depression is often when people are depressed, it's part of a bunch of symptoms. Very commonly there's pain. About 50% of the people with depression have chronic pain. There's also tiredness, insomnia, digestive disorders, and so forth. So it's a multifaceted condition. And we don't know how acupuncture works. We do know it has an impact on serotonin, serotonin uptake, for example, but that's only part of the story. The aim of the acupuncture is to try and address that whole complex of symptoms in one approach, which is namely acupuncture, rather than saying, oh, well, for the psychological aspects, you go here, for your digestive aspects, you go there, and so forth. And if you're tiredness, well, we probably don't know what to do with tiredness, because there's a lot of tiredness out there that's not properly addressed. So what we did, we recruited 755 patients, and we randomized them into a group who received acupuncture, a group who received counseling, and a group that received usual care. And then we gave around about 12 sessions of acupuncture or counseling to those that were allocated in, to those interventions. And we tracked patients at 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and then at 12 months. And we found significant differences over that time. That, in other words, having acupuncture in addition to usual care, which is in most cases antidepressants, people did better than if they just had antidepressants on their own. And that was our key finding.
I would love to compare it to massage. I know that's out there, but I mean, I'm wondering if when people are depressed, sometimes human touch and caring can actually have a profound effect on them. It was just a thought that just kind of ran through my mind. So
I completely agree with you. And I think depression, we think of it as a mental problem. A lot of the time, it's not. It's much more physiological.
Physical, yes, yes.
And touch is a hugely important part of people helping people reconnect with their bodies. So I'm right behind you on that one.
Interestingly enough, I'm really having a greater respect for the proprioceptive qualities of the millions of miles, perhaps, of nerves that run through our body, especially as to the outermost portion, the periphery, the skin, and I'll tell you why. I've been on hormone replacement therapy since 2007. So at least once a week and sometimes twice a week, I am injecting myself with testosterone. And it's kind of like a trial and error thing. I just kind of learned this on my own. But over the years, I started to recognize that when I was injecting in my hips, for instance, when I would touch the needle to the skin, if it had a sting, and as I put it in, it stung bad, I inevitably hit a vein. And I got so good at it that when I would start the needle into the skin, if I felt the sting, I would move it, and I wouldn't hit a vein anymore. And I don't hit any veins anymore, ironically, right? It started to dawn on me that the topography of the nerves on the outside of the body are related to things that we can't see beneath the skin and perhaps even deeper in, like organs. And I don't know that I buy the whole reflexology thing that everything in the body can be found in the feet, or the iridology thing that everything in the body can be seen on the eyes. But I do believe, and I'll tell you why I say this, I do believe that there are perceptive nerves on the skin that keep us from doing things harmful to things that reside just beneath the skin. Maybe stimulating pain sooner so that you move away from that thing, or you turn a little bit so it doesn't stab you here. And so I've learned that. And then I start thinking about people who go for dramatic surgeries after being very fat, where they cut off entire areas of flesh and just throw it away, and wonder what the collateral damage to the body is when you take those symbiotic nerves that speak to these organs beneath it out and just throw it away. I know that's a lot there, but I can tell you with complete assuredness if I'm going to hit a vein when I inject myself just by the sting in my skin before the syringe, the needle even penetrates.
Likewise, when we practice acupuncture, we're very careful to be sensitive to that and you know, not causing, we don't tend to cause that stinging sensation you described. We don't want that. More, we're looking for like a dull ache, which actually feels often warm and soothing, because it's actually a healing response rather than hitting a sensitive spot and hurting someone like with that stinging sensation.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I have great respect for things that we just can't put together that are going on with the nervous system in the skin and more important organs and systems beneath the skin that we can't see. So I'm starting to understand, let's say, you know, when I was a young man, I got into sales, and a very, very intelligent salesperson once told me, and this actually translates to a lot of things in life, there's only two reasons why someone won't buy something. They don't believe it, or they don't understand it, and they can't believe it if they don't understand it. So his emphasis was you have to educate people in order to make them consumers. They have to understand things. You have to teach them what you know about something in order. But the truth of the matter is, the more I start to connect some of these little dots, like my experience with injecting myself and how the skin knows where the veins are below, and the fact that they were able to find nerves and paths, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. How could they find that? I'm different than the guy that was here before and the guy that's after. My nerves aren't laid out exactly the same, but they were able to find them. And so, you know, I'm starting to say, okay, there is something to acupuncture. Is everyone a good acupuncture practitioner? Probably not. There's good doctors, there's good mechanics, there's good butchers, and there's probably, you know, good acupuncturists too. But there is definitely something to it. But here's the
thing. There's also
good.
The acupuncture triggers self-healing. And that's the biggest variable, is the extent that someone is ready and able to heal and to recover. And we are remarkably resilient as human beings. And if we trust the body, actually, the body can tell us and can sort us out in ways that, you know, are beyond what we can normally think of.
So here's what I find within the medical orthodoxy. They poo-poo things like acupuncture, just like they poo-poo things like chiropractic. And quite frankly, I'm not saying that all chiropractors are good, but there is some evidence. Something you said a moment ago, the problems I have with my spine right now have to do with muscles being out of balance that are pulling my spine one way or the other. It's not like gravity is making my spine go that way. The muscles that run up the side of my spine, one on one side, has become tweaked, so to speak, and it's firing all the time, so it's pulling my spine. So the idea that the medical orthodoxy would go, oh, chiropractic is nonsense, with the same wave of a hand that they dismiss acupuncture. So the real question here is, how do you get people in the medical orthodoxy, whether they be psychiatrists about to prescribe harmful, horrible drugs, or a doctor who's dealing with pain, to loosen up and go, maybe we should try acupuncture? Because most of them dismiss it. They're told in school that it's nonsense.
Well, hey, things are changing. They're changing on two counts. One is, you know, the evidence is out there now in a way that it wasn't before. And so increasingly we're demonstrating acupuncture is on a par often or even better than conventional medicine. That data is getting through slowly. And bit by bit, I'm hoping, you know, there's less prejudice out there, that people, you know, yes, I like skeptics, open-minded skeptics that are willing to ask questions and so forth. But, you know, I'm hoping also that, you know, that as the evidence gets through there, the more open-minded people then can propagate that information to their colleagues. So it's a long process. If you think where acupuncture was 20 or 30 years ago and where it is now, it's moved a long, long way. And I think it's still moving in the right direction.
There is an emerging area of acupuncture now where they actually energize the needles. They hook up little electrodes, and these can have the same type of a voltage and a pulsation like a TENS unit does. Do you think that's required? Are there times where adding an electrical charge to somehow hyper-stimulate the area makes sense? And if so, when?
Well, the jury's still out on that. What we know is that acupuncture, with or without electrical stimulation, seems to be effective, for, particularly for chronic pain, and also for certain other conditions, too. Some people argue the electrical stimulation adds something for particularly chronic cases, but we don't have enough evidence to be sure about that yet.
So I'm going to tell you a humorous story, and then we can end the interview on this. So when I went for my EMG, the doctor, Dr. Listener, wonderful doctor, humorous, and willing to explain things, you know, not like I'm smarter than you, just sit there and let me do what I have to do. So he shared a story with me. He said, quite often, when I do this EMG to people, they call me up a week later and say, you're not going to believe this, but the pain's gone. I said, no, we were just reading the nerves. We didn't do anything. But after having this conversation with you, I thought I would share it with you, Dr. McPherson, because I don't know if you're familiar with what they do in EMG, but they have a very long needle. It's probably about 4 inches long. And they put electrodes on one side, one end of the leg, and then they take that long needle and they shove it into a muscle a good inch in. And you're supposed to relax, which is very difficult when a needle is stuck in the muscle. And then you're supposed to flex, which is even harder when there's a needle stuck in the muscle. And so he told me this thing. He goes, when he was done with me, he goes, it's funny. He goes, I get a call every now and then from somebody who says, you're not going to believe this. My pain is gone. He's like, no. It's in your mind. We were just reading the impulses. We weren't doing anything. But now that I'm listening to what you're saying, this could have been accidental acupuncture, and he just didn't realize it.
Okay. That's a good story. So, hey, thank you very, very much for having me on your program. I hope it was useful.
Yes.
And I have to go, so
thank you.
All the best.
Take care. Thank you for being here.
And thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. So there you have it. Interesting. So consider acupuncture if you're dealing with chronic pain and even depression. And if your doctor makes fun of you, perhaps you should find a different doctor. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Elisa Profumo. And we're going to talk about the Arnold Sports Festival, which we just got back from in Columbus. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Brawn and brains and beauty finally meet. Of course, that speaks to my co-host, the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa. How you doing?
Hey, it's strange being not in the studio when I'm on the air.
I know. So how does the audio sound to you when you're like, I know when I put you on hold, there's this whoosh noise, right? It goes whoosh, and then does the audio sound too loud coming out of the phone? Okay.
No, it sounds good.
Just curious. So anyway, many of you may remember that I said, no, we're not going to the Arnold this year. And it turned out that we did go because there were people there that we needed to meet. And
the other people.
The other people. We were taking pictures at a restaurant the other day. Elisa and myself and our good friends, Dr. William Seeds and his wife, Jocelyn Seeds. And I was taking these pictures like rapid fire. And I took a picture of Bill, and then I took a picture of Bill, and instead of saying put Elisa in the picture, I said, okay, other people get in the picture now. Like there was a lot of people there, right? So no one let me live that down now. Every time
it was really funny at the time.
Yeah, but anyway, one of the funniest stories that I have to tell. We met Joe Schwartz and Tommaso Mastrocola. They were in the lobby of our hotel, and. We had just gotten off the elevator, and a guy was getting on the elevator, and he was huge.
Well, when I got off the elevator, it's like these huge guys are standing there, and I had to walk around them, and it was like I had to really walk around them. They were so big, there was no light of day around them because they blocked everything.
But and not only that, but they didn't move. It's not like as though they were like, oh, someone's getting off the elevator, let me move. They just stood there like they had never encountered an elevator before, which was kind of funny because you think they would move out of the way. Oh, here, let the people off so we can get on. But they didn't do that. So we get off the elevator and there's Joe Schwartz and we're talking to Joe, great guy. And Tommaso was talking to somebody else, so we really didn't get a chance to talk to him too much. So in the conversation, Joe looks at Elisa and I, he says, did you see the mountain? And I'm thinking, there are no mountains in Columbus, Ohio. Like, what is he talking about? The mountain? Like what? Like is there a mountain around here? I never knew. But I said, no, what mountain? He goes, you know who the mountain is, right? I go, no, who's the mountain? He goes, do you watch Game of Thrones? And I look at Elisa and I go, no, I don't. He goes, oh. He goes, that guy that just got on the elevator. He's the mountain on Game of Thrones. So then he explained that there's this character on Game of Thrones named the Mountain, and they call him the Mountain because he's a human, but he's as big as a mountain. And then I put two and two together and realized why they call him the Mountain. This guy's calves were bigger than my thighs. I'm not kidding around. He was the largest human being I've ever seen in my life. Joe Schwartz went on to explain that he's 465 pounds, and he's not fat. There's no fat on him.
Okay, so I just Googled the mountain, and his name is Gregor, G-R-E-G-O-R, Clegane, C-L-E-G-A-N-E.
Yeah.
And he is...
a big human being. A big human being. Really big. So there you go. That was what one of our brushes with fame and celebrity that we didn't know about.
And, of course, there's always the brush of fame with Arnold.
Yes, which he was... we saw Arnold several times, but... one morning while I was getting ready, I stepped out on our balcony and I looked down and Arnold was having breakfast. So I Facebooked it live so everybody could see. So that was kind of cool. You know, Arnold is there.
And I'm sorry, I don't remember her name, but you took a photo of someone for
Zoa
Carmella.
Lindsay. Zoa Lindsay. So Zoa Lindsay is a female bodybuilder from Canada, very, very accomplished bodybuilder. She's walking down the stairs. I go, Zoa Lindsay. She goes, Carl Lenore. And we took a picture for Carmella Sierzo because that's like Carmella's sister, let's say. So they're very, very close.
So just I want to give a few shout-outs to some people in our audience who actually competed. Heather Grace.
I met Heather Grace. This is a good story. So I'm on my way up to the room to get my charger because my phone went dead while we were sitting in the lounge at the Hilton where we were staying. And there's Heather Grace. And she is amazing in person. Her physique is like nothing you've ever seen before. And, of course, she's telling me, I can't believe I'm meeting Carl Lenore. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm meeting Heather Grace. I mean, she is just the sweetest person in the world. And she came in third, didn't she?
She came in third in the women's physique.
And that is a huge accomplishment on that caliber of stage. That's she looks like braided muscle in person. She's amazing.
We also ran into Adelfo Cerame.
So Elisa picked him out, right? The bunch of guys in the lobby were getting together to take a picture with Jay Cutler, and they were all in the wheelchair athletes. And Elisa goes, isn't that Adelfo? And I was like, oh, my God, it is. So we went over and we said hello to Adelfo, and Elisa took a picture with him. He looks so good. He's got the biggest, most electrifying smile I've ever seen on any human being in my
life.
He's
really a handsome guy.
Dude is handsome. There's no doubt
about it. He's very handsome. He got fourth in his division, the wheelchair division, and he also got the award for best poser.
But let's not forget something even bigger than that. For those of you who don't know this, that he was on a commercial, a hair care commercial, during the Super Bowl, because he's got long, beautiful hair. And I was like, dude, man, who knew you had such beautiful hair? He had it up in a top knot when we were there, right? He had it like
yes.
in a. But he's got long, beautiful hair. So he was actually a featured, what do you want to call it, model during the Super Bowl this year.
Yes, he
amazing,
was.
Amazing, amazing.
I told Carl, I said, I should have gotten his autograph.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Next time we will.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy.
We're actually going to have him back on the show. We tried to have him on the show before the Arnold, but there was just way too much going on for him. So we're going to have him on the show soon.
So I guess the winner of the Arnold Classic was Cedric McMillan.
Okay.
Dallas McCarver was second, and that's who you thought was going to win.
Dallas McCarver is possibly one of the sweetest, nicest guys I've ever met in my life, right? So I walk over to say hello to him and introduce myself because, you know, he's Aaron Singerman's featured athlete at Redcon 1.
He's a good-looking guy, too.
Really handsome guy. And I walk over and I say, are you Dallas McCarver? And he's like, yeah. And I stick my hand out, and, like, he's a little apprehensive, like, to shake my hand because, you know, I'm sure he's not used to everybody coming up to him and wanting to know who, you know, hey, Dallas. And so I said, my name is Carl Lenore, and he, like, it registered because I'm sure he's heard Aaron Singerman mention my name or listen to the videos that Aaron does where he talks about off-topic radio. And he's like, I said, you know, I'm the guy who did the radio show with Aaron. He goes, oh, yeah. He kept referring to me as sir. He's just the nicest guy, you know what I mean? He kept saying, well, thank you, sir, like that. And he just really, really respect. So I said to him, aren't you from a small town in Kentucky? He goes, no, a small town in Tennessee. And we both left. He goes, the same thing like that. It was kind of cute. It was really nice. But he is over 300 pounds at 6 foot or 6'1" and shredded. The guy is amazing. I predict next year he wins. Really.
Yeah, he does look great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the physique, men's physique. I don't recognize any of the names, and the winner was Ryan Terry.
Yeah, no, I don't know. See, that's, I don't follow bodybuilding at all anymore. That's the kind of sad thing. Oh, I did walk up to Jay Cutler when we were having dinner one night at the Hilton. Jay was at the bar taking pictures with people, and I walked up to him and I put my hand out and I go, "Aren't you Aaron Singerman?" And he just started laughing really hard because him and Aaron are really good friends. And he laughed really hard. He goes, "Yeah, I look like Aaron, don't I?" I says, "Kinda." And then I laughed. And he knew who I was when I said I was. Well, it was kind of cute.
How many times did Jay Cutler win the Arnold?
I don't remember. It's either six or seven times. No, the Arnold, I don't even know. I mean, the Olympia, he won like six times.
Wow.
I'd have to. Again, you keep talking. I'm going to find it.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, so we got to hang out with the people from Quest. That was fun.
Ron and Shannon and Daniel Arrego and Jerome, my homeboy Jerome. He's from the Bronx and I'm from Brooklyn. We saw Jerome there. We got some nice pictures with him. Who else did we see over there?
It was so crazy crowded there that it's difficult to go to the booths and meet people or see people because you can't move. At one point, we were in the middle of the expo, and we could not move any direction. It was a sea of people, and you couldn't move in any direction. And I started thinking, what's going to happen if there's a fire?
This is what Elisa thinks about when she's stuck in a crowd. What happens if there's a fire? So she's freaking. I could tell she's starting to get nervous, right? She's like, "Let's go back that way." I said, no, hang on. And I actually got in front of her and grabbed her hand and just dragged her through the crowd with me.
Well, it's just there were so many. And I told Carl, I was like, don't they limit the amount of people they let in here? There were just, I don't even know how many people. I do know I heard on the news that day that there are more athletes than the Winter Olympics at the Arnold Festival.
And it is every bit of cold as the Winter Olympics in Columbus, Ohio in this month. It's just amazing how cold it is there. It snowed while we were there, remember?
Yes, there were 18,000 athletes there, and they have everything from cheerleading to fencing to CrossFit to bodybuilding. I mean, it's just dancing. There's a little bit of everything there.
So he won the Arnold Classic three times, and he won the Mr. Olympia four times. That's
oh, wow.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of other competitions that he's won as well.
Very accomplished.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, so we got to hang out with the Quest crowd. That was fun.
The Quest booth was packed. It was the line that people stood in to get the new cereal bar and take a picture with the Quest team was, I just, look, I don't mean this to sound snobbish or unappreciative for the amount of love that people have for various products, but the lines for Quest, the lines for Redcon 1 and Kai Green, you know, down the back when we went to see Aaron and Darielle, we saw them, and it was such a nice moment that we had with them. The lines that people wait in to get a free sample, to me, is just, I just can't understand it. And again, I'm not trying to sound like people like, "Oh yeah, Carl," because I do get it, but it's like I can't imagine standing in a line for a half hour to get a bar. I just can't.
We did miss seeing Patrick Arnold this year. We didn't get to see him this year.
You know what? And you know who else? Mitch Barham told me to stop by the booth, and I didn't even stop by and see Mitch. And I feel terrible, but I think that these people understand. It is pandemonium in there. Pandemonium. It's like a sea of human beings, and you just have to move with them at the pace that they want to move. And if you want to move at any different pace, you just stay out of there. We hung out with Patrick Rogers.
Yes, we got to go to, we saw the strong women competing. That was interesting.
Holy crap. I'm talking about women lifting 230-pound kegs and running with them. I that was so impressive to me. So impressive. And we got to say hello to Patrick Patrick Rogers. We saw Corinne. I don't know if she saw us, but she was in the midst of being involved with the American Strongman Corporation, getting things set up. I waved to her. I'm not even sure that she actually saw me.
So Wade Johnson had an athlete there. Have you heard how she did?
She, I didn't hear, but I did see some videos, And I heard when she was up on stage doing something, I don't know if it was a squat, and that's Jennifer Milliken, I believe her name is. And she is one of the strongest women in the world today. I know that.
We saw the Highland Games.
That was fun. That was fun. Men in kilts throwing heavy things. Always fun to do that.
Always interesting to watch.
And we got to hang out with Jason Deere. This is one of the first years he didn't have an after party. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the after party, because I think we let a lot of people down. I said we were going to go to the after party this year.
And well, there's a reason why we didn't.
Yeah, because I'm old. That's why. I'm old, Elisa's young, and we stayed home. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GIFT30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping. When you enter offer code GIFT30, that's GIFT30. At AdamandEve.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate. chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. This is our Arnold recap, so you don't have to wait till Casual Friday. By the way, are you still taking fish oil supplements?
I am, yes. I haven't had any today.
Stop. Stop taking fish oil supplements and start eating a 6 to 8 ounce piece of salmon 3 times a week. This is going to be better for you in the long run.
Why are you saying that to me?
Why am I saying it to you? I'm saying it to the audience, actually. You just happen to chime in there.
I know, but okay, sorry.
No. Why are you saying this to me, Carl? Why are you saying that, Willis? Really, it's so many people are taking fish oil supplements today. And quite frankly, many fish oil supplements are questionable. Their purity, whether they're rancid, how they're handled. Adele Moussa has done numerous blogs about how unpredictable fish oil supplements can be. EWG did something about it. I remember they tested them. Most of them are rancid because they're not handled right. And the reality is that Alex Leaf wrote a fantastic blog post that's on superhumanradio.com where he shows that the best way to take your fish oil supplements is to take like 8 or 10 grams of it a few times a week. And the reason? Because that's how you eat fish. You know, taking a gram or two a day, every single day, your body burns it up as energy instead of stores it in as omega-3s that you want to help squelch inflammation. So why even waste your time? Why not enjoy a piece of salmon 3 times a week, get all the benefits, and we have the best salmon in the world now. Vital Choice is based in Alaska. They fish, they freeze it, and they ship it to your door cheaper than you can buy it at Whole Foods or Costco or anyplace else. And it's authentic Alaskan wild sockeye salmon. So check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad. That was really just a commercial for them.
I didn't mean to interrupt your commercial.
No, it was great. But the truth of the matter is I've been trying to get Vital Choice on this show since you and I went to Alaska and we saw the canneries right there. And the truth of the matter is why I wanted them is because I believe what I just said. I think people need to stop taking fish oil supplements and just start eating salmon 3 times a week. And that's it. So much better for you. Anyway.
So I just went to Jennifer Milliken's Facebook wall. She's Wade Johnson's athlete.
Yes.
It looks like she got a 450-kilogram deadlift for a world record total in the 57-kilogram weight class.
Wait, a 450-kilogram? That can't be. That's 900. That's 1,000 pounds.
Well, that's what it says here. This deadlift gave me 450
total. Total. Maybe that total. Was her total. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yes.
World
yeah.
record total. In the 57-kilogram weight class.
Yeah, that was her total. That would be impressive if she pulled that kind of a deadlift. It would be insane. But, yeah, I get you. That's her total. I'm going to her wall right now, too, to check it out. She's pretty cool, and she's a little thing, too. Do you see how small she is?
Yes, she is little.
She's been training with Wade forever. Yeah. So, anyway, let me think. Who else did we see that we haven't talked about yet? We saw so many people.
We got to hang out quite a bit with Dr. Seeds and Jocelyn. That was fun.
Yeah, we have to have Dr. Seeds on the show. Dr. Seeds is an orthopedic surgeon of world renowned, And he happens to be friends. He started listening to the show years ago and started emailing me and saying, I love your show. And that's how we became friends.
So he did Baryshnikov's knees.
Yes.
When Baryshnikov was having problems.
With
and
his
then
knees.
He's also done a lot of the dancers from Dancing with the Stars.
Right. But he also does a lot of athletes. He's doing some ski pro right now from Vail, Colorado, and working with that person. He also is the, I guess you want to say, the medical advisor for the largest Olympic training facility in the world. It's up in Cleveland, Ohio. It's like a 100-acre complex of buildings and fields and all that sort of stuff. It's called Spire, S-P-I-R-E. And he does a lot of his work with professional athletes up there. And so we hung out with him and his wife, Jocelyn, who does a TV show up in Cleveland, Ohio. And we had such fun, and we had so many laughs with them. They're really cool people.
Yes. She does a fashion-type TV show. It's
yeah.
really cool.
And it's called The Jocelyn Show, right?
Yes, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, that was very cool. So we hung out with them, and that was a lot of fun. We ran into a lot of people. Oh, so we gave away 10 sets of tickets before the Arnold. We had the folks from the Arnold Association, you know, the organization that actually puts the event on, come on the show. Matt Lalonde came on the show. And we do this every year. And we gave away 10 sets of tickets, which included tickets to the expo, tickets to the Party with the Pros after party, and then tickets to the Sunday morning extravaganza with Arnold and all the winners, quite frankly. So all the winners of the bodybuilding shows and the equestrian shows and all that, they're all there so that people have like an intimate conversation with them, ask them questions and all that sort of stuff. And do you know, we gave away 10 sets of tickets. The only guy who was nice enough and appreciative enough to post a picture of himself on the Superhuman Radio Network wall was Jeremy Matrani. He traveled from far south. I can't remember if he traveled. I know he traveled from far south.
Florida. From Florida,
yeah.
I think.
He said,
wasn't he?
Yeah, he said, big shout out to Superhuman Radio Network for the tickets to the Arnold this weekend. Something I've always wanted to check out and check off my bucket list. And he sent a picture. And I have a feeling he's with one of the pro bodybuilders, maybe the guy who won. Maybe it's Cedric McMillan or somebody like that he's with. But he was the only guy that thanked us. I thought that was so cool that he actually said thank you for the tickets.
Well, I can't. Okay, never mind. I'll keep my mouth shut.
Why? Why?
I was just going to say I can't believe the other nine didn't post any pictures.
Well, yeah, nothing. I mean, one girl thanked us. I can't think of her name right now, but she's friends on the Kentucky Muscle Facebook page, and she thanked us, and she said thank you so much ahead of time. So she did do that. So this year, more than ever, we had people who didn't believe the tickets were legit. Remember that?
Wonder why.
I don't know. They were like, wait. I got one email from somebody that said, wait, I won just like that? And then they're like, is there a phone number that I can call and check out that this is legit? And so I gave them the number to the studio, you know, and they're like, well, is there a number there in Columbus? Like, before I pack my bags and head that way, can I? And I think two different people did that. I was like, are you kidding me? And I actually said to one guy, look, man, it's legit. We've been doing it for like 7 or 8 years now, giving away tickets every single year. But if you don't want to go, no problem. Just let me know now and I'll give them to somebody else. He's like, no, I'll use them. I'll use them. He's like, okay. I can't believe so many people didn't think the tickets were legit this year.
So you were going to talk about Jason Deere's product?
Yeah, so we hung out with Jason Deere. Those of you who remember Jason Deere, Jason used to put on the most insane after parties at both the Olympia and the Arnold every single year. And this is the first year he's not doing it because he's redirected his efforts and has developed a nootropic that you'll hear more and more about here on Superhuman Radio that is legit. Now, I have taken a lot of nootropic products in the past. And I can't really tell you if they work or not, except I can tell you that this one works. It's called DaVinci, D-I-V-I-N-C-I. I took one this morning because I didn't sleep great last night. You know, when we went to the Arnold, I drank, which I do when I go out of town. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to drink. And so I don't sleep great. And whenever I come home from these types of weekends, I don't feel great the first couple of days that I'm back. I took a Da Vinci this morning. It doesn't make you feel hyped up like caffeine does.
It makes you focus.
Yeah. So we actually took them. Remember, Jocelyn Seeds took one that night. She was getting groggy, and she says, well, I'll try one. And then like an hour after, she said, you know something? I don't feel it, but I don't feel tired anymore either. She says, I feel really alert. And I says, yeah, that's it.
Well, because I said, does it make you feel like, do you remember the movie Limitless?
Yeah.
When the guy took the drug and he could, basically he was just.
Clairvoyant. Amazing. He became clairvoyant almost. And it doesn't, yes. It doesn't do that. Nothing's going to do that. But there's no doubt in my mind that it makes you feel sharper and more focused. There's no doubt in my mind about that. It just, it doesn't give you the jitters. It's a very, very subtle onset. You don't feel like, oh man, this is kicking in. I feel like I'm energized. I want to go. But all of a sudden, you just feel really good. You feel good, like a sense of well-being. So it's pretty cool stuff. You'll hear more about it on the show. Anything else you want to talk about the Arnold?
No, it was fun. I'm glad we went.
I'm glad we're home.
Yeah.
Oh, so why didn't we go to the after party, Lisa? What's your interpretation?
My interpretation is because we had to get up early. My 14-year-old nephew called on Friday and said that we needed to be home on Sunday because he's being confirmed and baptized on Easter Sunday, and we needed to go to a special service on Sunday because we're going to be his godparents. And he just let us know on Friday that we needed to be in Louisville.
That's true. That is true. Because we were going to go. Elisa brought this really great jumpsuit that I love that she doesn't wear except like when we go to Vegas or someplace like that. And she was like, oh, I'll bring the jumpsuit. We'll go to the after party. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. But you're right. I forgot about that. Timmy let us know that we had to show up at church Sunday. And so we didn't stay out late at all. In fact, we went to sleep fairly early and we got up and we left Columbus.
9 a.m. we were out of
Yeah,
Columbus.
We were in the car getting on the freeway at 9 a.m.
So. And yes, Carl went to church.
Yes, I did, and the church did not fall down, which I would have lost that bet, actually. So, anyway. But it was fun. I like going to the Arnold. It is a madhouse. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. More and more people show up. I like to see people that we haven't seen and people that recognize us from the show and let us know that they love the show. I love that. I just don't like to stay up late, that's all. Aaron Singerman said that. Remember, we were hanging out with Aaron Singerman and Darielle Singerman, and we were talking about the after party, and I said to Aaron, we may go to the after party. He looked at me, you're not going to go, he goes. And he used to complain to me, because when we used to do Off Topic, he would say, Carl, your fans expect to see you there. You have to go. And I would be like, Aaron, I just want to go home. I just want to go home and go to sleep. I was such a dud. And so I told him, no, we're going to go tonight. Remember, I said, no, we're going to go tonight. We'll see you there. And we didn't go. Because the truth is, we could have gone, not drank, been home by midnight, and left early in the morning. But the reality is that I just didn't feel like going back out once we got back to the room.
Right.
So that's it. And then so tomorrow's a regular day here at the show. We have Rob Regish coming on for the Blueprint Power Hour. I think we also have Leo Costa is on tomorrow, talking about his new book, How Three Strokes in 3 Weeks Saved My Life. Those of you who know Leo Costa, he wrote Big Beyond Belief back in the day. He's the guy who popularized the Bulgarian style of weightlifting here in the United States. In fact, he was a guest on my show either late 2005 or early 2006. He's one of the earliest guests that I had on my show back then. So we'll be talking to him tomorrow after the Blueprint Power Hour. So tomorrow's going to be a rocking show for those of you into strength and conditioning, for sure.
And on Wednesday, after the Science for Humans, we have Unsaturated Fatty Acid May Reverse Aging Effect of Obesity.
What else do we have this week?
On Thursday, we have Dietary Supplement Could Improve Heart Health.
Okay.
And then the last show is Aging, Muscle, and Weight Gain.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting discussion.
And who's that with?
I don't have my computer in front of me. I can't think of his name right now.
You scheduled it.
Yeah, I scheduled it. It's a doctor that I met.
The ketosis
yeah,
seminar.
In Tampa. Yeah, I think that's where I met him.
Okay.
All right, so that's all we've got for today. Thanks for helping me out here, Elisa, with the second half hour.
And I will be back on, I'll be back on Friday.
Yes, back on the air Friday for the Casual Friday, which we have a lot of good things to talk about. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thanks for listening today.
See ya. Bye.